Hi all, welcome you to the another episode of PyQt programming screencast. So in today's tutorial we are going to learn how we can use combo box and how to access the status bar. Okay, basically that's it, only very two small things. So I'm going to fire up the designer. Okay, it shows different kind of messages. This is known as status bar. And I'm going to add one combo box. I'm going to keep the name same as combo box with this, maybe a little bit bigger. And if you want to change the main window's title, you can select the main window and go to window title. Here, so we can change it to combo test, and I'm going to save the file. So combo test UI.UI, this is good enough for now. Close. So I'm going to write up the basic code which will show up the UI. So for that, from PyQt 4 import UIC comma Qt GUI comma Qt core import sys, then UI underscore main comma th, just a variable, UI dot load UI type and the UI file name, so it should be combo test UI dot UI, then the class combo UI which will come from UI. Let's go main comma QGUI dot Q main window, and obviously the init method for it. The first QGUI dot Q main window dot underscore underscore init and self, then will be self dot set up UI and self. So this is should be good enough for now, and the application class will be combo app which will inherit QGUI dot Q application, and obviously the init method again, self comma args equal to none, and then qt gui dot q application dot init method self comma args self dot main ui equal to combo ui self dot main UI dot so and self dot exec underscore. Looks good enough. So let's create the main application object. So if name equal to underscore and double underscore main double underscore, then we'll create just one object of this type. So combo app looks good enough. Python combo test.ui. Here we are. There is nothing into the combo box. So to put values inside it, we'll go and check our Qt assistant. Isn't it a real assistant which will help you to do anything with Qt? So first let me search for Q combo box. Here we are. String. I'm going to put some string. So let's do that. I'm going to write it into another function. self.addData. Maybe def add data self dot combo box. You remember our object name, and then add item, then just maybe there are some items. Oops, then carry. Maybe Python. So this look cool. Let's try this. Here we are. So we can see Fedora, KDE, Python. Nothing is actually happening while we are changing the combo box. So you already know this must generate some kind of signal which we are going to catch. So let's check for the signals into the our index, other one will give us the string. So and we require which string it is, so we can just easily copy this signal into our code. So we actually have to connect it, self.connect, then the object which is self.combo box, and then cute code.signal. Which signal it is, we have to check it. Current index changed. So current index changed, and you can see here we are sending a Q string. So we'll just write Q string, and then maybe self dot do sum, which we have to actually define now. Self dot do sum self, and you can see in our signal we are sending a string, so we can actually catch the string here maybe as text. For time being we can just print the text to see how it works. Okay, so I'm going to change it to KDE. Wow, nothing is working. Python. Obviously I made some problem. It's self.combo box. Q string. Let's make it a little bigger so that it will be easier to understand. And self dot let's see what is the problem here. Typed correct. Current current index changed. Just adding one space, which shouldn't be a problem here in this case. Let's try it once more. Oh, that was a problem. So when I added the space, now you can see it's printing the text here below this place. So now what we actually need or want is to, without printing the text there, we want to show it up into the status bar. To know what is the name of the status bar, we can just check the UI file. Here we are. Widget class Q status bar. Name is simple status bar. So we can access it actually with the name self.status bar. So we'll do self.status bar dot. There will be some method obviously to the do this work. Let's go back to Qt Assistant. Go to Q status bar. Here we are. You can see there is a show message slot. It's telling hides the normal status indications and displays the given message for the specified timeout. So let us try without the timeout first. So message message maybe let's see if this thing works or not. Yo, you can see it, that KDE rocks. The same way you can go to Python rocks. But you can see as we never gave any timeout, the text is still there. So we can add some timeout now in our code. So it will be in milliseconds, maybe we can give 500 milliseconds. So for half a second, it will show us what's going on actually on there. So I'm going to select KDE. Wow, it vanished. Again, Python. And again, vanished. Fedora. Vanished. So if you want to do some more stuff with the status bar, you can go and check. You can actually manually clear the message by calling clear message. Hope you like this tutorial. So go ahead, do some more hacking. See you for now. Tada.